you hear that? That's the fresh mountain air. And that's you, in the mountains, able to hear your own thoughts, which are telling you how glad you are that you went to visitparkcity.com. Because the mountains might just be the place you were always meant to be. Park City, Utah, for the mountain kind.
This spring, follow what feels right, like coasting the day away on white sand beaches, making new friends with playful dolphins, taking time for each other in a relaxing place. It just feels right to take a break in Fort Myers. Book a direct flight from your city to Southwest Florida International Airport. Plan your trip to the islands, beaches, and neighborhoods of Fort Myers at visitfortmyers.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I tried. I really tried. I made public appeals. I did it on air. I asked Patrick Keelty. I addressed him directly and I asked him to kill this Christmas kraken. Not to go ahead with the toy show this year. I implored him. I said, for the good of the nation, for the good of parents up and down this country, knock it on the head, Patrick. It's a great opportunity. A clean new slate post-Tubbs. Just knock it on the head. Have another country music special or something. Please. Please, no more toy show. Did he listen? Of course he didn't. Of course he didn't. He has drank the Kool-Aid. Keelty has full on drank the Kool-Aid. He has gone full toy show. He's going to be talking about himself as the toy man. Before you know it, he'll be before Oireachtas committees, God knows what. Anyway, I have tried my best to kill the toy show, but it's not how it is happening tonight. It is happening tonight, and lots of people are excited. I see it's Toy Show Day, according to all of the promotional material everywhere, and kids have been told that there is no such thing as bedtime. I remember my wife, reminded me earlier that last year there was no bedtime in our house with the kids. They stayed up and watched it. I actually went to bed at about 10:30. I had had enough. But anyway, I'm sure it'll be the same. Up and down this country, there is huge levels of excitement. There's huge levels of excitement even here in News Talk. Henry McKean has been excited all week about this. So much so that he's been out and about in different shops today, speaking to shoppers, asking them how they're stocking up for tonight's festivities. And it's like Christmas already for him. He got to go backstage at the toy show to meet the kids performing tonight.
Hi, I'm Edgar Stanius. I'm the manager of Super Value Sutton.
So we're here in Super Value Sutton, one of the flagships. Lots of people are here shopping, getting ready for the late toy show tonight. These special gift packs, these toy show mini hampers, you have them? Any left?
Yes, they were very popular. We had a lot of them made up, and actually today they were all gone.
They're all sold out?
Yes, yes.
So people are really going for it?
Yes, they were very popular.
Lots of these late toy show hampers have been made up. They've got crisps, sweets, drinks, maybe a soft toy. They've all sold out, and this has been replicated across the country.
The pyjamas and everything.
You've got the pyjamas.
Yeah, let's put it this way. If I don't get home tonight, I'm dead.
So you've got to go home. You can't go to the
I have to go home early, yeah. I'm under strict orders.
So you need to be at home. And yeah. Will the children have these special
My little one is Luna. She's only 3, so this is her first time where she understands it. You know, so it's exciting for her.
And she'll be staying up?
Yeah, definitely. She's the boss anyway, so.
Has it become too commercialised?
No, it still has, Joy. It does. It's a part of Irish culture, isn't it now? It really is, like, and it gets you looking forward to the Christmas. That's when we know Christmas is here, isn't it?
Here are kids taking part in tonight's late toy show. I met them backstage in RTE.
Hi, my name is Emily and I'm 7 years old.
Emily, you're 7. Whereabouts in Ireland are you from?
Sallent in Kildare.
How does it feel to be a part of the late toy show?
Really exciting.
And what will you be doing?
Singing.
And what will you sing?
I can't tell you.
Oh, it's a secret. Of course you can't say, but it is Home Alone themed. Is it exciting that it's Home Alone? Do you like Home Alone the movie?
I've seen it once, but I can't really remember it.
And the fact that you'll be staying up late, you'll be involved in the late show. If you were at home, would you be allowed to watch it on the TV?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah.
I'm having a chat with Maddie. Maddie, how old are you?
I'm 9 years old. I'm playing the drums to a rock number.
And when did you learn the drums? When did you start learning?
Well, I started when I was doing music generation, and but now I do it with my teacher Gary.
And tell us about your teacher Gary.
Well, he's really funny, and he has a long beard.
He has a long beard?
Yeah.
A bit like Santa, or
yeah.
No? Like
Santa.
Kind of. And how does it feel to be involved in the Late Late Toy Show?
Well, it's really exciting and, just amazing. I live in Banalac, in a small neighbourhood, in Mullingar.
So you're from Mullingar,
yeah.
From the area of Mullingar. Mm-hmm. And how exciting is it to be here at the Late Late Toy Show?
Really excited, the most exciting.
Well, my name is Elsie Nancy Fairlooney. I'm 9 years old and I'm from Athlone. It feels absolutely amazing and it's a really big achievement. I thought even just getting into the auditions was amazing. But...
And how will you stay up all night?
I think drink lots of coffee.
Do you drink coffee at the age of 9?
No, but I think I'm going to have to just chug it. Keep me going. It feels absolutely magical and it's really fun because it feels really weird not to be watching the toy show, but you're on it. So it feels really good.
Those were a few of the kids in RTE preparing for the toy show tonight. Shoppers as well, speaking to our own Henry McKean, Jim Elliott, Judy J, comedians, both with me. Both going to be watching the toy show, I understand, are you?
I'm actually gigging tonight.
Yeah, dude, it's Friday
which
night.
Which is terrible. I know. So I am an awful parent. But
so
I will be back.
You're amongst the overwhelming majority of people in the country.
Really?
No, well, a million people have watched The Toy Show, which would make it the most popular TV show in the country this year.
Yeah.
But it means 4 million people are going to do something else. A lot of them going to a Julie J gig. Obviously.
Of course. Well, I'd love to say it's my gig. I'm actually supporting Grote Farrelly tonight.
All right. Well, okay.
I don't know if that's supposed to be a surprise.
I think they're there for you, though.
Mm. Of course. I mean, look, I don't want to tell Grote, but I really feel they are there for me. But no, I feel a lot of people are probably going to record and watch tomorrow. No, is that kind of what people do?
Yeah, maybe. I don't think they should be watching that at all. The whole thing is perverse.
The whole thing is perverse.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Perverse.
Okay, Kieran, yeah. Who hurt you?
Yeah,
What's going on here?
No,
there's so much to unpack.
No, I just think if it didn't exist and you tried to dream it into existence, you'd be sectioned. This is mental. Sorry, this is a late night talk show that you want to turn into an ode to a 1980s Christmas movie or something.
Well, I know what you mean in that in any other country in the world, if you said to people, we're going to do a late night toy show,
yeah,
it
from
sounds
half nine
so
to midnight.
CG.
But
yeah.
That's
you guys are missing.
That's the brilliance of it. You're right. It couldn't exist in any other country because Ireland is just small enough that if there's a million people watching something, it's an entirely cultural event. That's a good thing. You want to hold on to that. In 100 years, when the population is 50 million, it'll never fly. You know what I mean?
But
yes, because it's small enough that it is something communal and it's binding and it's nice. It's a thing that everybody's got. I don't have kids. I'm not going to watch it tonight. I'm gigging myself. I'm in the Crack Den Comedy Club down in the Workman's on the Keys if you want to come see some comedy. But I have watched it in years past. My wife and I don't have kids. I don't even have any nieces or nephews in this country.
What were your thoughts when you saw it first?
The first time I saw it, I was making fun of it because this is ridiculous. Because it is preposterous. It's a really silly thing. But then you talk to people about it, and everybody's got memories of this is the only night of the year they're allowed to stay up late when they're a little kid, and you're watching it, and yeah, okay, it's a little bit commercialized. So's Christmas. I don't see you skipping that. Or are you? Have you gone full Grinch?
No, as of December the 8th, it is okay to acknowledge that Christmas
December
exists.
December the 8th?
Yeah, the 8th of
Why
December.
The 8th?
Because that's when traditionally...
That was always the shopping day.
Yeah.
December the 8th. Used to go shopping.
Christmas tree.
The perverse commercialization of it? Look at you. You hold on to some traditions.
You can be as perverted as you want after the 8th of December, but up until then... No, absolutely not.
Okay. It's clean living.
Yeah, absolutely clean living. Yeah. No Christmas tree up either.
Are your kids going to watch the toy show?
Oh, they probably are, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, they've... you know, and they've wrestled themselves free from my oppression.
It's going to be fun. And it's going to be fun. And it's,
I mean, it is, like, it's quirky.
See, they're brainwashed. It's a very silly, successful brainwashing. There's this kind of national psyops thing goes on. You know what I mean? That from early, doors.
And the Irish CIA, COINTELPRO.
I think that's what's happening. I think that's what's happening. I think we're all like raising these little Manchurian candidates. You know what I mean? There's secret messages in the toy show.
Yeah, that is.
Manchurian? That was a terrible Manchester accent. No, I think, look, it's a bit of crack. I do like the fact as well, like, you know, there's always a few characters. I mean, I think about John Joe. Do you remember John Joe and the clocks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think about John Joe at least twice a day, honestly.
How often do you think about the Roman Empire?
Because I remember at the time when he said he wanted to be a horologist, and I was really confused because I thought that was something totally different. Yeah. But no, watches. Like, you always have, like, do you remember Billy last year with the mullet? Like, you have these wonderful characters, yep. And I do like the fact it is their moment to shine, which
that
is great. And also, you know, the book bit, it's always nice, you know, when the kids are doing the books, because it's good to know who's going to present the Late Late Show in 30 years time.
Yeah,
that's, you know, you're kind of seeing who's going to be an RTE for the work experience, like who's going to be successful in the year 2050. So all of that is great.
I love the book bit. I love how silly it is. I used to love following it on Twitter. I'll be following it on Blue Sky now, because there's hilarious comedians who are just riffing on it the entire time. Like, if you don't follow Justine Stafford and Jerry McBride, you should be doing that, because they will be watching and they'll be taking
photographs
and just riffing on
You're right, actually. I think following on Blue Sky or something like that, mm-hmm, makes it just all the more
absolutely
enjoyable.
I've got a friend whose kid is going to be on the show.
Oh, wow. Oh. What are they doing?
His name is Ollie Hickey, and he plays the drums. And he is part of an organization with Muscular Dystrophy Ireland, because he's got it, and he's still a drummer. He's still out there doing stuff. They're always raising money for MDI. His dad did 2 walks across Ireland in the last 2 years. They've raised 85 grand. And so Muscular Dystrophy Ireland, everybody, check them out, mdi.ie, and drop some money, hashtag walk for Ollie. It's going to be a wonderful thing. I can't wait to see this kid play drums, because I've seen videos of it.
Thanks for making me feel good about,
right,
you know.
I can't tell you how happy I was when you started crapping on the toy show, and I was like, I'm carrying a nuclear bomb here.
What's
and he has no idea.
Kids playing the drums, Kieran. Why do you
hate children?
They should be silenced, those
children. You're on the radio every day. Let them have a chance.
Look, do you know what? I think I might forgive it if they put it a week earlier. I know that flies in the face of my 8th of December thing, but I think you need it a week earlier, because letters have been written to Santa in some households.
Ooh,
and it's dangerous to expose them to all these toys.
That's
so late in the day. And also, why not just do it earlier in the evening? Why does it have to be at 9:30 at night?
But then when would we watch EastEnders? You see, everything has a domino effect, Kieran.
I know, but we've got to watch The Jungle, you know. Maura and Barry got kicked out last night.
No,
did you not see this? Double elimination.
What?
Anti-Irish agenda.
Someone,
Claire, producer, just said spoiler in my ear. This is a real-time thing. You can't spoil I'm a Celebrity. I mean, it's in the newspapers today.
Absolutely stunned. How is that possible,
I know.
Laura and Barry?
It has to be either Danny or Oti now, I think.
See,
this is real television.
Well.
This is a real cultural moment.
I just think as well, like, the toy show's given us so much genuine comedy over the years. Like, do you remember the little fella who loved Girls Aloud?
Yeah.
And then was completely freaked out
when
he was surprised by Girls Aloud. It's comedy gold.
I love seeing a kid meet his hero. And I like it when they're really grateful
disappointed.
And delighted. And I love it when they're not delighted. I love it when they're scared. Like, that's just funny to me. Like, hey, check it out. Here's Johnny Sexton. And the kid goes, and he runs.
Yeah.
I love you. You can anticipate when it's coming as well. Mm. Like, the kid comes out and he starts talking like furiously about Ed Sheeran. You're just thinking, Ed Sheeran is here somewhere. Where is Ed Sheeran? I can see he's hiding somewhere.
Is that a thing people bet on? Do bookies take bets on who the celebrity surprise guest is going to be? Because that seems like a thing you should be able to lay odds.
Yeah. I mean, the worst is when they come on and they say, oh, I really love Ed Sheeran, and we're all waiting, and then there is no Ed Sheeran. I mean, that's probably worse.
That's great.
But it's Home Alone themed this year as well, which I think is really lovely for nostalgia. Like, people of a certain age.
They realise their audience are actually people in their 40s.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
who
sure.
Who are
it's
you
like
know?
The Simpsons.
They would. The team isn't Moana or Into the Wild. The shows that the kids are actually watching. It's the shows that all the adults watched as kids. Because it's
actually,
not for kids. It's for adults.
It is keeping it current with the Home Alone theme. Yeah. But I love that it's Home Alone.
I just watched Home Alone last night. We put it on. It was good, guys. I got to get my Christmas cards out because today's the last day to send them if you're sending them to the U.S. So hurry up, everybody. Get to the post office. So we put on a Christmas movie and we do the Christmas cards. And so last night we put on Home Alone, man. Have you guys seen Home Alone in forever? They're really abusive to Kevin in the beginning.
Yeah, it's probably my favorite.
They're really mean.
I think it's my favorite Christmas film. It is kind of terrifying, though, that Catherine O'Hara, when she was in the film, I think she was only like 34.
Oh, wow. Well, you get that a lot these days, watching it.
Sorry,
I know we're going out a total other rabbit hole now, but we watched Beetlejuice, the original one, recently. I watched it with the kids. And it's so good. And the dad in it, Catherine O'Hara's husband, what's his name? You know, the principal in Ferris Bueller. He's about like 37 or 38 in that movie. And I mean, you know.
It's kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
The thing I love about Beetlejuice is if you clock it, Michael Keaton is only in that movie for like 16 minutes.
Really?
That's how good his performance was. Yeah. That's how legendary it was.
It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah. That's great ideas here. Show the kids last year's version of the toy show on the RTE player, and then you can buy last year's toys at much cheaper prices.
Oh, stop.
Very, very clever.
I like this.
Somebody else says, I am going to flip all the trip switches in the house at 9:30 and blame it on Storm Dara and then send the kids to bed.
I like both of these ideas.
These are great ideas.
You know what
ideas.
I like about these? They support something that I am jealous of people with kids, the opportunity to lie to them because they'll believe it. I had a friend who, growing up, his parents told him that if you see the ice cream truck and they're playing music, that means they're out of ice cream. So the truck would pull into the estate and the kids would go, yay! And the truck would turn on the song and the parents would go, maybe next time. Everybody inside.
I do think, though, these people texting it, like, I will be reporting them to Tusla immediately. This is just, imagine putting
bunch of Scrooges,
last
man.
Year's. And also, who was that lying around?
Yeah. Someone else has texted it and say, I heard through the grapevine that Joe Pesci is on the show tonight. That couldn't be true.
But
what would
be
the context for him coming out? Like, kid says, I love Goodfellas.
Well, I suppose the Home Alone thing.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yes. Paul Rudd is in town. Paul Rudd's in Dublin.
I did see he was doing something with Ham Sandwich today. Ham Sandwich.
Paul Rudd seems like the kind of wholesome dude who would show up on the toy show.
I think he would do well.
That's a strong guess. He'd do well. Okay, here's a problem that solves with Paul Rudd that you wouldn't have with Joe Pesci. You look at Joe Pesci today, he is old. You look at Home Alone, that's a completely different person. You show a clip of Home Alone and then bring Joe Pesci out today, he's not going to recognize him. Paul Rudd. Ageless.
Yeah.
Looks exactly
but
the
I
same.
But I feel like if it is actually Paul Rudd and people are going around saying, oh, Joe Pesci's on the Late Late, is that not the most Irish thing ever? Like your mother would do that now. But there's Joe Pesci. You're like, I'm pretty sure that's Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, they're all the same.
It would it be, no offense if he's listening, but it would be a bit of a letdown if people expected Paul Rudd and Joe Pesci came out, wouldn't it?
Maybe not people of that
vintage. I think the kids would be disappointed.
I'd be stoked to see Joe Pesci
myself. Cousin Vinny.
I'm not sure the 9 and 10 year olds watching that are going, oh, it's your man from My Cousin Vinny.
I don't want to let this fly pass either without commenting the arrogance of you saying, if he's listening, Paul Rudd ain't listening to your show, man.
Get out of here. No,
he is not.
What do you say? He's hardly listening to Darcy.
Drop the phone number.
Give me a break.
Paul, text us.
They wouldn't have assumed with Macaulay Culkin. I'm hyping it up too much Now, they couldn't possibly, because, you know, I mean, look, needless to say, we're of a generation we were all
could have
obsessed.
Trump in it.
Surely not.
Wow. That would be zeitgeisty
as
nostalgic.
That would be very zeitgeisty, of the moment. But I do, we're all of a generation we used to be obsessed with Macaulay Culkin. So I'll definitely be watching the recorded version purely for that. Because I used to, in the mid-90s, I used to threaten my mother. Do you remember Macaulay Culkin divorced his parents? He got emancipated.
Yeah.
And I was always saying to my mother, if you're not careful, I'm going to divorce you. Little did I know, she couldn't even divorce my father at the time. Empty threat.
A lot of people are getting in touch. They're angry that I spoiled I'm a Celebrity, but I mean it was on last night.
If it's on last night, there is no spoiler.
Yeah,
and if you care about I'm a Celebrity, we should take away your voting card. All right, I'll go to the wall for the toy show, but I'm a celebrity. Get out of town. That's garbage.
Julie, have you any shows you want to give a shameless plug for before you go?
I'm not doing any personal shows for a while. I do have an Irish language stand-up show, Smidgerini, which is going to be on in Whelan's and it's going to be on in Belfast, and that's going to go on sale in the next week. But I am supporting the lovely Grote Farrelly tonight and tomorrow in Greystones. It's all sold out.
All right, listen. You can go down and protest outside or something if you want.
You could press your ear to the door and you'll really enjoy it.
Jim?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing Willa's White Christmas. That's Willa White. He's doing a series of weekend gigs up and up to before and after Christmas. I'm doing the 27th and 28th in the Ambassador Theatre. Willa White, Enya Martin, Joe Dallin, Eric Lawler and myself. Come on down, man. I can't wait to get into that venue. It's a great venue.
Joe Pesci may or may not be there as well. Just saying.
Paul Rudd likes stand-up comedy.
Paul Rudd goes to a lot of stand-up. Paul is listening as Joe Pesci is listening, which I'm sure you are.
Come to the Crack Den Comedy Club tonight. You can see me there.
Jim Elliott, Julie J, thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
I love working out, but I used to spend over $140 a month on separate supplements. Then I discovered Harlow. Harlow is a 3-in-1 performance drink mix with electrolytes, collagen, and creatine. It helps me stay hydrated, perform better, and recover faster. Whether you're hitting the gym or just getting started, Harlow is the perfect pre- or post-workout drink. Try it for yourself at drinkharlow.com.